This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's a fan headline for you. Giants first-round pick Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver, placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. He tested positive. That is something that dovetails, interestingly, with the NFL saying that they are going to have teams, if the unvaccinated cause an outbreak and it is found out that protocols are violated, forfeits and no game checks for either team. Forfeits for the team where it started and no game checks. So I'll be tracking that one with bated breath throughout the season to see if something happens. But the NFL pretty clearly trying to coerce players at this point to getting the vaccine. Fan headlines. Brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300 and more of them at 93.7thefan.com. Jeff Hathorne, our sports director, in here right now. How do you like being on camera? You were on camera with Pony, I think, for the inaugural run of this, right?
Yeah, I'm not used to it.
I know.
I'm not used to it.
I am a very much a hand talker.
Yeah.
I do a lot of, like, I talk physically. I'm also an occasional nose picker.
Oh.
Like an idol. I'll do this. So I'll do the idol, like, you didn't dig, you more swiped.
So I guess Jim got busted for the outside.
That's not picking your nose.
Yeah, but apparently it looked that way. And, you know.
What, Dunlap busted him for it?
Apparently in today's world is fact, right?
Oh, man.
See, the one thing I'm not used to is, Kale can identify with this too, is you're used to giving, like, signals to each other that no one would see.
Well,
now everybody sees it.
Now you know what you've got to do. I mean, they could see it on the camera that was originally in here, but it was also not as high quality as these are. And, you know, whatever. We, like, point to each other. Now you can't even – you know who really is going to have to sort of learn to handle things differently? Although if he and I were still doing the show together, it would be way tougher for him. Starkey. He used to love to flip me a very playful bird during the show. If an interview subject said something that he liked that in any way made me look like a chump, he would just be howling, laughing. If I asked a question inadvertently that he was going to ask, he would give me, again, a playful bird flip here, the Bronx salute. It's going to be tough for our old buddy. He's going to be hopped up on coffee one day, and he's going to do something here, and it's going to be a tough one.
It'll be interesting for Paul. Precise.
Why don't we just leave it at that? It'll be interesting for Paul.
It'll be interesting.
And let your mind wander. Here's something I want to get your opinion on.
Yeah.
I'm very much pro, like, in the NFL. I like to see players get paid if they play well. Like, there's nothing more, not tragic's not the right word, but nothing that actually smacks of unfairness more than, say, a guy who plays really at a high level at a position, and then right before he's due to make that big payday, he gets hurt in such a way that it obviously justifies a team deciding not to pay him. I just think that sucks. I know these guys still make millions, but when somebody loses out on eight figures, I feel bad.
Right.
By the same token, and TJ Watt, I said this, deserves the money on merit relative to his peers. Ed said today, 50-50 with Pony, Ed Bouchette, that he gets an extension, that mega extension before camp is over and before the season starts, when we know they don't negotiate. I don't really understand what the Steelers' rationale would be for feeling like they need to get this done for TJ Watt, other than to make TJ Watt happy and keep the water calm there.
Yeah, it's that. And it's it's the Steeler way that we hear about for years. A year before, boom, let's lock in those players that we really care about. We really want to get these deals done. And Watt obviously would fit in there. The only thing that's different now than what has been in every other year is you don't know how much that jump. Not that you knew exactly how much the jump would be in salary cap, But man, you have no idea where that may jump. And maybe for what? He's like, well, hey, this thing might go up 25, 30. Who knows? This could go up a lot.
Maybe I'll wait.
I don't want to sell myself short here. Hmm. And the Steelers could be thinking, well, wait, we don't want to pay him X because we don't think the cap's going to be that and we need to sign other players.
What do you say to their – it seems like from what Ed said to Andrew today that, like, inherently they have sort of a bias against spending $30 million a year, allocating $30 million a year on that kind of average deal to a player who isn't a quarterback, essentially. As much as, again, I am a pro these guys getting paid, I think that's probably pretty wise by and large.
It's tough, you know.
You want to be light. You want to be light. I said this earlier. You want to be light on your feet financially when Ben finally comes off the books. And I know he's not making premium quarterback money, but he's still making. He's a big number on their cap. You would want to be, I think, in their position as light on your feet financially as possible. They do. Let me be clear about this if I wasn't to open the show. They need to sign TJ Watt and they need to sign Minka long term. They do. But there's no reason to rush that if you're in their position and you have the opportunity to slow roll it. In my mind.
No, it's just that maybe their expectations are to get it done now because that's what you've done for the other big stars, which they consider themselves. I don't know why you just can't let Watt have the Subway as his NIL and just pay for his education. Wouldn't that be a great way of doing it? Think how much money you'd save.
You know what? You laugh about that. I have no idea what that deal pays TJ and JJ and I guess Derek. But I would imagine that is a not insignificant sum of money with how plastered all over everything they are.
I agree.
And here's my thing. If you're the Steelers and you tell TJ Watt, yes, there's a risk of your injury, but we're putting you on the franchise tag for 1 year. It's still almost $20 million. I would hope he would have enough foresight as a guy that has been pretty durable so far in his NFL career to understand, yes, I have to do this. But I am there is a pot of real gold that I want at the end of this rainbow.
Now, to your earlier question, and to be serious, and Ed brings up Ed's right, you know, to pay a non-quarterback that kind of money.
What if they won with him, too?
Even as good as he is. Wow.
What if they won with him? I said to kind of be a jerk in a little bit of a way, because when you say it, it sounds like a jerk statement a little bit. But it's also true, and more in this sense. He is really fun to watch. I love watching the guy actually, like, at his craft, right? They haven't won anything of significance with him around. It's the old, Branch Rickey.
Yeah.
You know, we can lose 100. Can lose 100-plus games with you. We can lose 100-plus without you. And he's great. I think he's top three pure defensive players in the league, at least in terms of front seven guys, with probably Garrett and Donald. But what have you accomplished? You know what I mean?
Right.
That sort of not justifies it, but makes people say, yeah, that makes sense to us.
No, it's a tough call. And I think you even, you know, swallow hard when you spend that money for one player that's a quarterback because you think, okay, what am I going to be able to surround him with paying him at this
is
number?
He good enough to make – you don't think the team that everyone's starting to be hot to trot for 135 miles northeast or northwest of here is thinking about that with Mayfield?
Right.
I mean, seriously, they're under the same and probably a worse scenario because he's less proven relative to his position than Watt is.
Or the one the other direction in Baltimore.
Exactly.
They're thinking about, man, what are we going to
have to
pay this guy?
Is he going to make a jump as a passer enough to justify this?
Neither of those guys are signed.
Right.
You know, and if they were Steelers, this would be the time where they would be signed. I agree with you that they don't – I mean, if you want to be cold, hard NFL, you could let them play through this year and see if they get hurt. Because if they get hurt, then that changes – maybe their mindset of, man, I should just take this money. And then you could franchise them, but you're not going to make them happy.
I feel like TJ Watt is less likely to do that just because of the family he's from, where he's seen his brother get that big time money. Like, I think he's more likely to say, oh, wait, an injury? If I have one, no, I'm still betting on myself.
True.
And he would look at his production and he'd be right to do so.
But I absolutely get your concern. I want them to sign TJ Watt. TJ Watt's an impact player. He's a guy for many reasons. Maybe most of them are on the field, but there are some that are off that I would want him signed. But if you're going to take that big a chunk of cap for one player, that is something to think about. As much as insane as it sounds that you would argue about signing TJ Watt because his production and everything would tell
take
you
emotion
that's
out of
a
it,
no-brainer.
Though. Take emotion out of it, and it's
and
not
that
insane.
That's what the Steelers have to do.
Yeah,
and that's why some of these decisions are very hard. That's why... you know, Polamalu hated him, but now understands their decision. They weren't doing it for his health. They were doing it because he couldn't play anymore.
Right.
And they know that their best quarterback right now is Ben Roethlisberger. So that's why he's back, too. It's not all sentimentality. It's, well, he's far and away better than anything
it's
we
just,
have.
Look at the rest of the depth chart is what they would tell anybody else.
And why
like
they
me.
Will release some players that are troublemakers and keep some others because...
Wait, Jeff, I thought that was just the Steeler way in play. Ah, yes, the Steeler way is if you're good, we tolerate it. If you're not good, goodbye.
And listen,
everybody
in some
does
way,
that.
The Steelers
That's
are better
does.
Than other organizations and how they treat.
But in most ways,
things. But they're in this to win.
So is everybody else.
And
They'd
make
be
money.
Crazy
but
not
making
to.
Money is easy in the NFL. But so they're in right. it to win.
I wanted to switch gears with you off of the Watt subject to a different sport. What did you make of Tanev being the guy that was gone in the expansion draft? Because I had Gentile on yesterday. We all knew about it early in the day because all those picks got hilariously leaked. And then all we had left to gawk at was poor Sean Kemp being given like a 2XL shirt when he needed
Chris
about a 4X.
Fowler, like, firebombing all these other franchises.
Right. Doing like a stand-up routine. I said to Gentile that it struck me that like if you were going to look at the best three outcomes for them, and you might have to swallow hard and admit that it's a player you like going away, Tanev is probably one of the three best outcomes because it gets a long deal that was for a pretty good chunk of change, a pretty penny for a fourth-line player off the books now.
Well, we had this discussion before the McCann trade, and I wanted to keep McCann over Tanev for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Penguins needed some kind of young scorer, even though he's been inconsistent. I still would like to see Jared McCann on this team mm-hmm. over Brandon Tanev. I know Tanev gives you something, gives you that energy, and I know he's a fan favorite, and people love that.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. Considering Malkin's injury, I see why they protected Jeff Carter. I get it. I'm not a fan of protecting a 36-year-old necessarily, but I get it. They're trying to win. They think Malkin will be back at some point during the season. They need to have Jeff Carter. Okay. And I absolutely get why they need to keep Teddy Bluger. I think that was a no-brainer. No matter what the scenario was, if you still had McCann on your roster, you had to protect Teddy Bluger.
All right, last one, Jeff. What do you make of this NFL news today at a national level? Hey, if you're unvaccinated and you cause us to miss a game, guess what? We don't miss it. You forfeit. Nobody gets paid. That's basically the sum total here. If unvaccinated players lead to an outbreak that costs us a game on the schedule, bye-bye paychecks for everybody.
Yeah, it's a foot down, isn't it, by the NFL? I give them that. People can criticize them for being wishy-washy on some things. They are not.
They're protecting their product is what they're doing with this.
Well,
but
they're protecting their big partner in the networks that would lose out on all that ad revenue.
I would love to see, Cole Beasley has been by far the biggest, I don't want to get this. Right. I'll go through whatever I have to go through not doing this. A bunch of now retired players, Derek Anderson, I would retire tomorrow. Buddy, no one remembers you already.
Right.
I would love, not actually love to see this, but man, can you imagine if a guy like Beasley, who had been so vocal, got some of his teammates sick and cost, Cole Beasley would go from, hey, everybody in Buffalo likes you, you're a very good slot receiver, to probably, I would imagine, some fisticuffs in that room if guys were getting docked game checks because of him.
You're
that
right.
That's the thing. And I know this
and
is...
Hey, Cole Beasley and DeAndre Hopkins need to realize.
Hopkins already deleted the tweet, too.
Did he really?
Yes, he did, because he would have
They need to realize, as great as they are, and as many things as they have done, and as many times as they have, people have refused to say no to them, they work for somebody who sets the environment or sets the rules. And if they don't follow the rules, there are consequences.
I am amused, or I'm going to be amused, by how many people, the Venn diagram of the people who get mad about this, who also would normally say, hey, it's a business, they can do what they want. That is going to be a very funny Venn diagram tonight. The people who are actually mad at the NFL, who would normally in any other circumstance say, hey, private business, they make the rules.
We have to do it at our work. We have to do it in order to cover the Steelers. All of us have to have not only a vaccination, but a negative test on top of the vaccination.
I know.
That's the way it is.
This is anti-player, which Jeff, to wrap up here, I'm usually not on board with that kind of thing, but it seems to me, and I'll say more about this later in the show, seems like such an obvious common sense thing to do to try to protect the sanctity of what you're trying to put forth here. Oh, and by the way, to not screw over any games and to get back to as money rolling in as much as possible, as soon as possible. Somebody's got to get in the players' ears and say, hey, this is think about this. This is about you guys long-term getting more money more quickly. the more fans are back in these stadiums. They don't have any games missed. The broadcast partners are all happy. This all is intertwined.
If they really feel strong about this from a philosophical standpoint, for whatever reason, and they want to make a statement, sit out the season and forfeit your paycheck.
Yeah, I don't think Cole is doing that. We know DeAndre deleted the tweet.
If you really feel that strongly, do that.
I don't think you're going to have many people. No, I'll amend that. I don't think you will have a single player do that.
I agree.
Jeff Hathorn, thank you, Jeff. Read more of all of Jeff's work at 93.7thefan.com, where you can also go to the shows tab and then go to the live video feed and see me wearing a shirt that looks like outer space right now.
Well, it's kind of moonish.
That's why they pay him the big bucks. That's why he's the best there is, Jeff Hathorn. All right, coming up next, Ron Hextall talked a little bit about the Penguins' motivations and how they handle things with the expansion draft. I thought there were some interesting answers, and we're going to hear what he had to say coming up next. This would normally be the Paul Zeiss Show. It still is, but I'm Chris Mueller, coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.